Chapter 6. I got guard duty with Lobel. Sergeant Walcott from Bravo Company was sergeant of the guard, and he gave us a pep talk. We were on from 8 to midnight. There were sandbags around the shallow foxhole we had to sit in. At Fort Devens, a 4-foot-deep hole was plenty. Now it didn't seem so great. It was about 7 feet wide. I had my M16 and Lobel had his and an M79 grenade launcher. There were sandbags piled in front of the foxhole, with a place to shoot through. The perimeter of the camp was marked by intricate patterns of barbed wire barriers. The wire itself had razor-sharp protrusions as well as trip flares planted throughout. Lobo and I had to watch about 60 meters of the wire to make sure that no VC broke through.
Perry, you okay?
Yeah.
You look a little uptight.
I feel a little uptight.
What's the matter?
Still thinking about Jenkins, I guess, I answered.
Who's Jenkins?
The guy I came in with. You remember he stepped on a mine?
Yeah.
Nothing can get through that much wire, I said.
Nothing can get through it without getting messed up,
Lobel answered.
But they try.
I didn't answer. For all the talk, the war was still far away. All you had to do was to be careful, and you'd be okay. Jenkins hadn't been careful.
You know, Perry, if I was going to make a movie over here, I'd make it a love story,
Lobel said dreamily.
How come you always talk about movies?
Because they're the only real thing in life, Lobel said. He slumped down in the foxhole.
You didn't think any of this was real, did you?
Look, Lobel, why don't you get up and watch The Wire with me?
You scared?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
He got up, just like that. There were things chirping out beyond where I could see. I remembered going to the old cowboy movies and seeing the cowboys sitting around a campfire and the Indians sneaking up on them and making noises like owls and stuff. I looked over toward Lobel, who was looking out toward the wire.
Hey, Lobel.
I didn't mean anything, I said. I guess I'm just a little nervous.
No sweat.
He wore his helmet down low over his eyes, and the top part of his face was in shadow.
I'm a little nervous, too. I'd be real nervous, except I know none of this is real, and I'm just playing a part.
What part are you playing?
The part where the star of the movie is sitting in the foxhole explaining how he feels about life and stuff like that. You never get killed in movies when you're doing that. Anytime you get killed in a movie, it's after you set it up.
You play a part when we were on patrol?
That wasn't a patrol, Lobel said. That was a firefight.
I thought a firefight was when you shot at something.
Anytime anybody is getting shot at, it's a firefight, Lobel said. Anyway, I was playing Lee Marvin as a tough sergeant. That's my best part.